1129, 1131. Having made peace with the Sultan of Urraca, Alfonso I and his knights continued to recover Muslim territories. Their sights were set on reaching the Mediterranean, which will enable them to travel to Jerusalem. The roads there were two, from Valencia or from the delta of the Ebro. This time, the objective was to reconquer the Taifa of Valencia, for which purpose he promoted the Monreal militia, with several dispositions, and reconquered Molina de Aragon. The Valencia campaign was prepared thoroughly, and after besieging the city, the armies clashed in Cuyer. And once again, King Alfonso was victorious. When the Emir of Morocco heard about it, he became so angry that he wrote a harsh letter to the heads of the Valencian Muslim army, in which he said, "Instead of riding horses, all of you should milk sheep, sitting down." But the Emir's anger did not help much, because King Alfonso I marched at ease in the Levantine region. Shortly after the Battle of Cuyera, after repopulating Monthon and its area, Alfonso I went to the Aran Valley, where he made provisions that only a legitimate ruler can make. As soon as he returned from Aran, the battle went to besiege Bayonne. Although the purpose is not very clear, it seems to be an attempt to hinder relations between Alfonso VII and the Count of Tolosa, his cousin, who sought to join forces together to go against him. But as he besieged the city, bad news came. The Muslims had captured and killed two of his best friends and collaborators, Bishop Esteban and Gaston de Bern, no less. After bitterly mourning the loss of his friends, King Alfonso decided to make his testament there and then. Not having a direct descendant, he wrote one of the most enigmatic testaments in history. He left his kingdoms in favor of God and the military orders, sure that they would continue the reconquest.